I was trying to think of a Thanksgiving story, and then it hit me. When Jim was a boy in the junior class in Sabbath school, he brought home a junior guide magazine that had this story in it that his dad liked so much that he kept it, he still has it, and when we were all still able to be together on Thanksgiving every year, it was the family tradition to read this story. It's called The Platter and the Promise. And this story happened during the Great Depression, and there was this young family. There was Lyril and her husband Tom, and he was out of work. And so back then during the Great Depression, you would go, if you heard there was work someplace, if you were able to, you would just kind of pack up and go to the next town. And so Lyril and Tom had done this because he'd had a friend that said, oh, if you go to this town, you'll be able to get a job. And they just barely had enough gasoline to get to that town. And they got and they had a tent and they set it up. They were right by a railroad track. And her husband got there, but the job had already been taken that he had been told about by his friend. And so he was spending his days going from place to place trying to find a job. And Lyril and the girls would stay there by their little tent. And the most exciting thing for the girls is during the day when that train would go by, because they would all stand there and they would wave at the workers on the train as they went by. And Lyril would do her best with the little bit that they had to try and make a little something for them to eat. And so it got to be later and later. And her husband, Tom, he came home and he threw down a bag that had a couple of carrots in it. And he said, oh, I looked and looked and looked for work today. And the last couple of pennies I had, this was all I was able to buy. And I'm just not sure what we're going to do. And so it was a pretty depressing time, but they decided, you know what? Though God has promised to take care of us, so we should pray. And so they prayed that God would help them to find a job or something, that he would, you know, bring them something to eat, because the little bit that they had brought, they fed to the children, the girls, and they went to sleep that night, and they got up the next day, and Tom went back out at it again to go try and find some work that day. Well, as the morning started to go on, pretty soon Lyril saw that someone was coming over to the tent. And it was some of the men that they had been waving to on the train. And they said, we've seen you out here every day, so we decided to take up a little collection. It's not much, but we would like to give you this little bit of money that we're able to give for a collection. And oh, Lyril was so thankful for that. But then at the same time, behind these men came a lady and her husband, and the husband had a gas can in his hand, and she had a basket, and she opened it up, and she's like, you know, we've seen you here, and we've seen the little girls, and it's just so cold, and we just thought maybe you needed something to eat. And so she gave her some jars of some things that she'd canned so that they could heat those things up, and she pulled out one more thing out of that basket, and it was some cupcakes on a beautiful, beautiful platter. And so Lyril said, oh, don't, let me take the cupcakes and give you back your platter. And the lady said, no, I want you to have this platter. So I'm starting to get choked up because it's the way it happens every year when Grandpa reads this story, because they had, you know, everything just seemed, you know, so desperate. And then her husband came home and said, I found out that in the next town over, there's a place that's hiring, and now they had gas to put in the vehicle so they could get to the next town. And so Lyril always had that platter to remember how God took care of them and always to remember to be thankful.